Listeners may have noticed that I don't comment much about domestic politics.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
That's because in the volatile climate of today, no judgment about potential candidates is likely to stand up for very long. I make an exception for Hillary Clinton, who strikes me as the great political paradox of our time. I've admired her since the first time I heard her speak extemporaneously for 3/4 of an hour on a favorite subject, children. And since then, she has shown a grasp of many subjects. So, where's the paradox? Well, you talk to people, and they generally express admiration for her, but then comes the yes, but factor. A Washington Post ABC poll indicates that as of now, about 6 in 10 Americans would consider supporting her for president, and 4 in 10 have ruled her out. Does that make her the Democratic frontrunner? Well, yes, but in the Gallup poll last summer, 53% of respondents thought she would divide rather than unite the country. Personal interviews show ambivalent feelings about Senator Clinton. A veteran Democratic voter in Iowa City says, "I hope she won't run, and I don't know whether I would support her." Another active Democrat says, "I don't quite understand why she is such a polarizing figure, but she is." And still another Iowa Democrat, "I don't think she can win. It will just keep the country split." In effect, many Democrats seem to be saying, "I would vote for her, but I think a lot of other people wouldn't." That's what you call the yes, but factor. Iowa Democrat Lloyd Jones may have said it all when he said, "Those of us who think she would be a great president are fearful of the viciousness of the attacks we anticipate the opposition would level against her." And what do I think? Well, you're not going to get me to stick my neck out about the chances of this first-class politician with a social conscience. This is Daniel Shore.